Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Thornwatch. And I have one of the masterminds behind the game. I have Mike with me today. How's it going, Mike?
Hey there.
Good. Thanks, sir. Thanks for taking time out of, I know, your busy schedule to come on the show today.
Oh, I'm always willing to get on Clicks, Bricks, and Pixie Sticks.
Hey, there you go.
Is that where I am? That's where I am?
Sweet Kicks with Bricks.
Oh man, I thought this was the one with the pixie stick.
Oh, well, you know, I could get pixie sticks. You know,
no, it's all right.
I'll send some to you.
Sounds good.
So, Mike, why don't you tell people a little bit more about yourself and a little bit about the company Loan Shark Games?
I'd be happy to. I'm Mike Selinker. I'm the president of Loan Shark Games. I'm also something of a bit of a game designer. Things I've done in the past, I've helped create the Pathfinder adventure card game, Betrayal at House on the Hill. I was a creative director on 3rd edition Dungeons & Dragons. Other games I've worked on are Lords of Vegas and...
Those aren't known games. People don't
sure.
know those games. Jeez.
Sure. we have some new stuff coming out next month that is... crazy, which we can talk about before or after we talk about Thornwatch, whatever you want. I also wrote a novel called The Maze of Games and a book called Puzzlecraft and another book called The Kobold Guide to Board Game Design and, you know, stuff and things.
Yeah, you're a jack of many trades, it sounds like.
Indeed, I have a great staff, which makes it possible for me to do all of these crazy things and just the best designers on the planet. And it's all right. It's all right.
That's fantastic. Well, let's jump into it. Let's talk about Thornwatch. What is it and what can people expect from it?
Thornwatch is a graphic novel adventure, which is a new kind of game that we're making. We have this tendency to make games that are these big, deep, multifaceted story games, and people certainly know that from Betrayal and from Pathfinder and from our upcoming game Apocrypha and stuff like that. And this one's kind of in that series, but it plays really differently. It's a game that I and the guys at Penny Arcade really wanted to do together. The initial thoughts were created by a guy named Mike Krahulik, or Gabe, as the Penny Arcade fans might know, and then wedded to this world called the Ironwood, which is this world-spanning forest that he and his pal Jerry Tycho Holkins created. They kicked it around for a while with the guys at Penny Arcade, and then showed it to me, and I said I thought it was cool, and I thought they should make it, and they said, yeah, but what about you? And I was like, oh, okay. So anyway, we decided to make it together. It's been a long time in the works. Initial drafts were like in 2012, 2013. And so we launched it on Kickstarter during the opening of PAX West and about a week and a half ago. And it went pretty well.
Yeah, I would say so. Just to touch base on that really fast, you guys, as we're recording today, and as you guys still have 20 days left to go on the campaign, set to end on October 5th, but you guys are more than successfully funded, so the congratulations on that.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I think we're at like something like $375,000, but the more important number by far is 3,000 backers, 3,100 backers. For us, it's not about the absolute money. This is not a campaign where I think we're trying to get as much out of people as we possibly can. What we want is the biggest possible community around this massive multi game thing that we are creating in the Ironwood, and So we really just want to get the reach as far as possible.
Definitely. Well, and, you know, having over 3,000 backers is a phenomenal feat in a lot of different aspects of Kickstarter, especially when it comes in to the gaming area. You usually don't get, I mean, if you do get into the thousands, you usually don't get up that high in a lot of projects that I've seen. So, like you said, that is definitely the number to be excited about, because you see the love and the excitement that people have for Thornwatch already, and like you said, that community is already built in, and that's a great thing about Kickstarter, being able to have that community, have that back and forth with your backers, and to see how you can improve everything. And that's something I have always enjoyed about Kickstarter in that aspect. So people that are investing into the game can almost in a way feel like they are a part of making this game happen.
In this game, we have a very artistic environment, a very creative environment, and that allows people to do some things that they might not otherwise do. We have people writing songs based in our game, shooting videos of them singing songs based in our game. We have people doing fan art of our characters. And one of the more exciting, sort of interesting elements of this game is that the players play Thornwatch. The Thornwatch are spirits summoned by the villagers in this forest. They do that by tying bramble knots in a birch tree to summon them. So what we did is we decided to make knots, tying knots, a really critical component of the game. And so people are posting all of these fascinating knots on the internet that they've created during the course of the game. And the general concept is you can wear parts of this game. You can wear the knots tied on, you know, your hoodie strings or your cosplay outfit, or, you know, if you have sufficiently long hair in your braid. By the way, I cut off my braid right before I started this campaign and immediately regretted it.
Right? You're like, because, oh man, I could have done some cool knots.
Yeah. I don't know if I really want to use my hair as a game piece, but I know that people have. I've seen people do it. But it's very cool that people just completely twigged to that idea. We had a booth at PAX West where we had, I think, 6 birch trees built in our booth, and people would come and play the demo of the game and then tie a knot in the tree.
That's cool. That's a cool booth.
Yeah, and people were just blown away by that. They're like, I don't know what I have to do, but I want to tie a knot in that tree. And so they would come by later and bring their friends and say, that's me, I did that, and post it on the internet and all that. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And so it's a very personalized game, I think. And, you know, we have Mike and Jerry to thank for coming up with something that people really just want to be inside.
Definitely. Well, and it is really cool. I mean, the storyline behind it and everything is fascinating, but also you are immersed into the world because the illustrations are extremely beautiful as well. Everyone is doing such a great job in making this game everything that it can possibly be. So, talking about the game, how does the gameplay work out in the game? How does one go about playing the game?
Well, it's a game for a group of people. It's not everybody who sees our games always wants to know what's the solo mode, right, and such. And I appreciate that. But this one requires somebody to take the role of the judge. The judge is not a,
dungeon master.
Story facilitator, dungeon master. They have goals that they want to achieve, and they want to hit those goals and such. And then the players each play a Thornwatch, and Thornwatch are the Blade and the Warden and the Greenheart and the Briarlock, all these forest spirits that are totally badass, creatures, or not creatures, but humanoids, that they're summoned and to do a task. the task is laid out in front of them like a choose-your-own-adventure style game. There's these storyboards that really involve you in the game, and when you it tells you what you have to do and how you have to build this gorgeous map, of which there are several maps in the game, to solve particular problems of the villagers or whoever summoned you. And then when you do that, the story can branch in a number of different ways. It can go to different storyboards. It can dead end after a particularly disastrous outing. It can reach the conclusion where there's a big boss fight. Any number of things, right? And the judge can build that sequence with his players as much as he wants. And sometimes a judge will turn to the players and say to them, how long do you want to play, right? And so if they say, oh yeah, we want to play 2 hours, then they might say, okay, I think we have time for one of these branches in the middle of the adventure. And if they say, oh no, we want to play all night, they might build this crazy quilt of options out of the storyboards. And so, yeah, I mean, it's a really cool sequencing game. It's you know that when you play a scene, you are very much involved in the creation of the story yourself, and your actions will determine where it will go.
That's fantastic. I mean, obviously being able to play that way provides for a lot of replayability and having it be different each time.
Certainly so. I mean, we spent a lot of time in this game looking at really, really pretty art. And so we wanted to make sure that the story was very rich to go along with that, and modular, and all the things we tend to bring to games. We definitely feel like when you play, like there's going to be points where we have special convention games that will be released at conventions and available to our Kickstarter backers as printed objects. They're going to be filled with surprises. I mean, you're going to go and you're just going to go, oh, wow, this creates a whole new dimension to the game that I want to be a part of from now on. And so, yeah, I just think we've got something that's really cool. And I think it's really one of the richest games that we've ever made.
Yeah, I think it looks fantastic. And just the concept is it feels different and exciting at the same time. So we know that this game is obviously going to get made with the success that you've had in the Kickstarter. So mm-hmm. when can backers expect to receive the game, and do you guys then plan to bring it to retail?
Yeah. So we're definitely aiming for the so we launched this thing at PAX West this year. We want to be able to play it at PAX West next year.
Okay. Good. Right. So good year timeline, get all that that artwork and everything, you know, manufacturing and all that done.
Yeah. Obviously we're not going to make a game this big without having the ability of folks to get it afterwards through whatever form that takes. We hope to have presence in retail stores and such. It'll all depend on how folks receive it. We're in a very interesting environment, of course, where Penny Arcade has just legions and legions of fans online.
Yeah.
And they will go to conventions and want it immediately. So we want to make sure that they also have access to it in the ways that they expect to get it too. But obviously, at Loan Shark, we are deeply rooted in the retail store environment. That's a thing that personally has been very, very good to me over the years. So I think it's going to be something of a hybrid. But, you know, I mean, like a lot of other Kickstarter campaigns, I don't know, like any other, we have some things going on in this campaign that simply can't be gotten after this point. We have a Penny Arcade as a series of pins, a very popular collection of pins called Penny Arcade, And so we've got an exclusive Thornwatch pin, and we're going to add some things that people will want. But we hope this game is around for a long time. It's actually the first game in a line. There's going to be two other games in that line. The Lookouts, which is sort of the Boy Scout-like kids that protect the forest and gain merit badges based on which monsters they know how to defeat. And then there's the Daughters. Daughters is a game about the sort of forest glade masters, these women who run sections of the forest, and it'll be more of a castle building style game, but they'll all fit together and allow you to jump from character to game as much as you want.
That's fantastic. I mean, it all looks kind of mind blowing and it just looks fantastic. So, Mike, I'm so grateful that you took time out of your busy schedule to come on the show today and definitely talk about Thornwatch. Tell people where they can find more about Lone Shark Games and maybe more about Thornwatch.
Sure. So Lone Shark obviously has its own website, loansharkgames.com, and it's we actually rebooted it recently, and it's really gorgeous and cool. It'll tell you about our upcoming games that Lone Shark is publishing ourselves, which is Apocrypha and the Ninth World, and then about some of the games that we have coming out for our collaborative publishers. We have Betrayal at House on the Hill, Widow's Walk coming out. It's the first expansion for Betrayal in 12 years. Finally decided to make that. I had a lot of people asking me to make it, and I just didn't say yes for a long time. But finally, I just really wanted to do it.
There you go.
All my friends came along. So then we have Mummy's Mask, the next expansion for the Pathfinder Adventure card game, and Unspeakable Words for Playroom Entertainment. So, like those, that's where you'll find us. You can also go to our Facebook page and our Twitter and our Tumblr and all that. They're in the obvious places.
Awesome.
And then for Thornwatch, the main source. I mean, obviously, there's stuff on our website and there's stuff on the Kickstarter. But I mean, the long history of Thornwatch is played out over years on pennyarcade.com or penny-arcade.com. And there are comics and blog posts and prototypes and just the most amazing things. And so Mike and Jerry really live in public. And so you can see everything they've done over the years and everything we've done. So I very much encourage people to go to pennyarcade.com and see what Mike and Jerry have to say, because it's fascinating.
Definitely. And we'll have links in the show notes for easy access for you guys. And yeah, go immerse yourself into the world of Thornwatch. Definitely. So Mike, thanks once again for coming on the show, taking time out of your busy schedule. And I appreciate it. And good luck with the rest of the campaign. And also good luck with all your future projects.
Thank you, Barry. I really appreciate you having me on.
No problem. And also thanks to Dan Patrice. He's Dan the Board Game Man. He created our intro and outro. And you can find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.